Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
A planned cyber attack against CNN's website fizzled out Saturday as the group backing the event called it off. Pro-China hackers had called for the attack in protest of the news network's coverage of Tibet, which they believe has been overly critical of China. Participants have been instructed to flood CNN's website with internet traffic in hopes of knocking it offline, something known as a distributed denial of service attack. On Friday, CNN reported that it had been attacked Thursday, causing the site to be slow or unavailable to some users in limited areas of Asia. The net effect of the attack was imperceptible, CNN said. Can't decide between a BlackBerry and Windows Mobile? In the future, you might be able to buy a phone with both operating systems on it. Virtual Logix makes it possible for handset makers to use virtualization to run two operating systems on a single phone. It plans to announce today that Motorola is a new investor in the company, joining Intel, Cisco, and Texas Instruments. While it's unlikely that these two particular operating systems will be offered on the same device, phone makers are interested in mobile virtualization because it can improve security and allow them to cut costs. Intel and the government of Taiwan signed an agreement Monday aimed at speeding up the development of WiMAX in Taiwan and ensuring better WiMAX compatibility among gear developers. The agreement will see the creation of a new company in Taiwan that will ensure interoperable WiMAX gear, so users will be able to roam among WiMAX wireless broadband internet networks anywhere. Interoperability has been a major question for WiMAX due to concerns that equipment vendors are creating products that may not work together. Taiwan is already one of the world's largest makers of WiMAX networking equipment, including base stations and PC cards. Companies on the island shipped $159 million worth of WiMAX gear last year, up from $22.6 million in 2006, according to the Market Intelligence Center. Sony has managed to make an OLED screen that's just one-fifth of a millimeter thick. The prototype screen was on show at last week's Display 2008 exhibition in Tokyo and ranks as the thinnest yet developed. The prototype 3.5-inch panel, which has QVGA resolution, started out as a normal OLED screen, but Sony ground down the glass substrate on which it was made to reduce the thickness to just 0.2 millimeters. Typically, OLED screens are pretty thin. That's because OLED pixels emit their own light and so don't require additional illumination. It's this additional illumination, usually in the form of a backlight, that adds to the thickness of LCD panels and means they can't compete with OLED on thickness, at least using current technology. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.